Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Haklal Samach Zayin, and we're learning Simon Tesvav. So at the end of the Simon, Chayodim says a new case. Mishamar lo imoy asekach. So the child was told by the mother to do something. The father walks in, sees the child doing something. He apparently is not happy with it. And says, why are you doing that? Who told you to do that? So if the child tells the father who did it, who told him to do it, he will cause some discord between the father and the mother. Layomaloi Imi, mommy said to do it. Af Shiakalalu, even if the father is so angry at him that the father was, if you don't tell me who did it, I'm going to give you a klala. The child should not tell the father that the mother is the one who said it. Pen yichos aviv al imoy, because if the child does divulge that, it'll cause the father to be upset at the mother. So this would be a classic case of Rechilus. If Reuben asked Shimon, something which, if Shimon tells Reuben what happens, Reuben will be upset at Levi. Shimon is causing discord between Reuben and Levi. He's not allowed to tell the information to cause that discord. That's this sort of Rechilus, even though it's true. Even though the child feels that there's nothing bad about what the person, the misaper. Not the child, excuse me, the one who's saying the story, does not say anything wrong with what's being done. So in their mind, they're not saying Lashon Hara, they're not saying Lashon which is Ra, because they're saying something which is true and good. But if Mitzad, if the result will be that it'll cause some type of Tacharus, of fighting between people, or being upset, that's the Rechilus. Furthermore, the Chabad Chaim seems to understand that if I say something which is true, and as far as I'm concerned, there's nothing wrong with it, but it'll cause ra to somebody that goes under this of Lashon Hara, because it's Lashon which it causes ra, even though I'm not saying anything which I believe is ra. So over here, the father basically is asking the child to say Lashon Hara and Rechilas. So the child is not allowed to do so. Even though, if that will mean that there'll be some anger from the father to the child is not allowed to do so. So now the source of this, the Chayyim says, is reference back to Sefer Chassidim. The question is, does Sefer Chassidim seem to only say this in the context of talking about the mother? What about if the father would ask the child to do it about somebody else? Would you have the same result? The father asks the child, why are you doing a certain thing? Who told you to do that? And if the child tells the father will get upset. So the father is asking the child to do an Aveira. We said the child does not listen to the father when the father says to do an Aveira. So seemingly this halacha is not limited specifically to the mother. I'm not sure why the Chayyim says it in the context specifically of a parent. So that's now what about if a different type of scenario which involves Lashon Hara? Something bad happened to the parents, or something which upset them, and they call the child and they want to tell the child what happened. They want to vent, as it were, to the child. And meanwhile, they're saying Lashon Hara about some individual. So they're asking the child to listen to Lashon Hara. In the scenario before, they're asking the child to say Lashon Hara, say Rechilas. Now they're asking the child to hear it. So the Chofetz Chaim talks about this, and the Chofetz Chaim says, if somebody comes to me and tells me Lashon Hara, and I know that if I listen to them, they will get it out of their system and they will stop talking about it. So by listening to them, I can prevent them from saying more Lashon Hara. And on my end, I work on not believing and understanding that there might be more details, and not getting... not be macabre the Lashon Hara, that it's true. So I've saved the Mesaper, because to me they're not being over Avera of causing me to be Makabal Lashon Hara, because I'm not being Makabal it. And by listening, I am preventing them from doing more Lashon Hara to other people. So I should listen. Now, if the parent asks me to get involved in their fight, see if they're asking me to get involved to create shalom, obviously I should do so. They're asking me to get involved in their fight and support them in their fight. They're asking me to do an Avera, and I'm not allowed to do so. So that would cover those scenarios. So that's why the Chayotim includes this case over here at the end. It's not directly about doing an Avera. The parent's not saying do an Avera, but the parent is actually prodding the child to do an Avera by asking them to say negative information. So we do not listen to the parent in that situation. Have a good day.